I'm Haya Pinjwani with an AP News Minute. Russia freed a Russian-American convicted of treason in exchange for a Russian-German man jailed on smuggling charges in the United States. That's a prisoner swap that comes as the two countries work to repair ties. GOP holdouts are blocking action on President Trump's budget bill. At a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson said Republicans are committed to finding at least $1.5 trillion in savings.
The Democrats are out right now trying to make hay out of the fact that we're going to gut Medicaid and all these other things. It's simply not true. We're going to protect the essential programs for everybody who's eligible to receive those. And you'll see that reflected in the final bill.
U.S. inflation declined last month as the cost of gas fell. That's a sign that price growth was cooling even as President Trump ramped up his tariff threats. But U.S. egg prices rose again last month to reach a new record high of $6.23. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.